Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today's program is very important. We begin today with our ministry president, Dr. Kenneth Hill, sharing an update on how things are going right here at SWRC.
Well, it's always good to get together and talk about the things that are on your mind and your heart. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on here at the ministry of the Southwest Radio Church. I want to spend a little time with you and let you know what God's doing. I want to give an account and be transparent about how funds are being spent and what is being done to reach people with the truth of Jesus Christ. That's our aim. We want to preach and teach the word, and for it to be explained, given explanation properly, and that the prophetic word as well as the rest of Scripture will be presented properly here on the airwaves and also in podcasts and in videos and in television programs, in books. We've got opportunities going all over the place. Let's start with something that's coming up soon. They have, I think, finished their studios in Siguatepeque, Honduras, for the program Prophecias Biblicas. Prophecias Biblicas is a 15-minute daily broadcast, Monday through Friday, that is on Spanish-language radio stations around the world. This ministry of Prophecias Biblicas has been an off-and-on ministry, on and then off and then back on again ministry for Southwest Radio Church for a number of years. The problem with the ministry the last time around was that of funding. There was just not enough money available to fund Prophecias Biblicas. That's not a lot that's needed. I mean, it's a good ministry, and it's a ministry that does well on your financial site. As you think about how much it costs, it's a very little cost to reach a lot of people. And so we prayed about it, thought about it, cogitated upon it, and God directed us, we believe, to start the ministry up again under Southwest Radio Church, as it has been all along. And it's called Bible Prophecy in Spanish, Prophecias Biblicas. Luis Vega and his wife are in charge of that ministry, and they're working from their home in Siguatepeque, Honduras, up in the mountains. The last broadcast was several years ago, and at that time we had 85 radio affiliates around the world. We only had two or three in the United States, but we had the rest of those were in Latin areas, in Spanish-speaking countries. And what a great number of letters we received every month from Prophecias Biblicas. So the good news is, it's starting up again. They should have had the studios finished by now, and that's the plan. We will be on the air with them on various stations starting probably by the 1st of November is the plan. Luis Vega has been an evangelist and a pastor there for almost 50 years. He is quite a wonderful worker for the Lord, so we're thankful that we have the opportunity to work with him and he with Southwest. Well, you know, COVID has created a lot of problems in a lot of areas. Praise the Lord, we've had no deaths from COVID in our ministry of Southwest Radio Church. We have had one Bible teacher that we know and love that has been called to glory, and there's another list of pastors and teachers that you know and that I know that have succumbed to COVID. And it's been something that has really caused a lot of consternation, and it's caused a lot of concern throughout the world of Christianity. But COVID has caused us to make changes in our conference work that we do. The conferences are back, and we do have a person-to-person conference just a regular conference that we would normally have done prior to COVID. We're doing in Las Vegas at the Sunrise Bible Church on November 20th and 21st, and that's person to person. So if you would be interested in attending that conference, go to Southwest's webpage. That's swrc.com. swrc.com. And you'll get all the information about that special prophecy conference coming up November 20th, 21st at the Sunrise Bible Chapel in Las Vegas. Now we've got an online conference, a virtual conference, that's scheduled for the end of this month, October 28th through November 6th. You will be able to enjoy that conference. Multiple viewings of the ministry that's being accomplished will be available for those that register for the conference. Details are at swrc.com, and that will give you what you need to do to get enrolled in that conference. But COVID gets blamed for a lot of stuff, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. But in our conference schedule, we had to adjust it because of COVID and because of what COVID's doing. A lot of people are still timid, concerned about getting out. And other people prefer to stay home and to see what we have available for them by video. And that's okay. We're happy to help. And we're delighted, to get the word out. We love doing that. Well, have you tried our podcast yet? Have you listened to In the Beacon's Light? That's hosted by Jerry Tyson. And In the Beacon's Light is a far-ranging and far-reaching podcast. You'll be interested to note that it won't be the normal stuff that you're used to. Jerry Tyson takes a view of Scripture and of the things about him in a wonderful way that opens new horizons to those who listen to the podcast. And that's our number two podcast. It's listed because it means it came on after the first one. The first one, of course, is the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. And you can find out about the podcast most anywhere, but certainly you can at swrc.com. And then, if you are listening to the podcast, you'll be learning, growing, and having a good time in doing it as well. You know, we talked quite a bit, starting in February for me, or March, about the new press and what we were going to be doing with it. The Lord sent that to us and arranged for us to have it, and we're using it. And you see it in the beautiful color that's in everything that we do now. And it's just a beautiful ministry that we have through the printing press. Well, we also have the book ministry from Beacon Press, and The Shepherd is the first book that came off the press and has been utilized tremendously. Lots of folks have gotten their copy of The Shepherd. It's a look at Psalm 23 by James Collins, and it's a wonderful, wonderful book to learn from and to use even in teaching. And so that book has been going out the door quite quickly. We also have a new book that's come off the press. It's called Jewish Roots of Christianity. Larry Stamm has penned this book. It's a biblical survey of redemptive history from Genesis to Revelation. And I've known Larry Stamm for a number of years, and I can certify his ministry. He is presenting here in this brand new book that's off the press, coming out from Beacon Press here at Southwest. It's a heartfelt introduction to how the Jewish scripture and the Jewish religion was used as the root of the very burgeoning truth of the church. In one sense, it could be stated that the Gospels are simply a Jewish debate among Jewish people about the true identity of this one that was called Jesus. The story takes place in the Holy Land of Israel, so what could be more Jewish than that? So in the Jewish roots of Christianity, a biblical survey of redemptive history from Genesis to Revelation, Larry Stamm, who is a first-generation Holocaust survivor and Jewish follower of Christ, examines the religion of the Old Testament and its ultimate fulfillment in the person of Christ Jesus. How important it is to know where your roots are. As a family, perhaps you've looked at where you come from. We have looked at that, and my wife has some sort of royalty in her background, but not in these United States, my friends. I have none of that. I'm an East Tennessee hillbilly, and I don't have that. But I know where I'm from, and I know the roots of my family. And that's important as we look at what we can accomplish for the Lord. Now, that's true of families. It's also true of the very religion and relationship that we have as a Christian. And so that book has come off the press, and we're excited about it being distributed broadly for folks to be able to understand their heritage in Jewish understanding. So don't miss out. This book of the Jewish roots of Christianity is one that you really need. Another book that's just come off the press, or is coming off the press right about as I'm speaking, by Larry Spargimino. Pastor Larry has written this one called Needless Death. It is a contemporary look at what's going on in the world around us. It's subtitled COVID Corruption Control. So for you to have a very good perspective of what's been going on, a scriptural perspective, you need the book, Needless Death, by Larry Spargimino. It's a good book, and I can just tell you that. It's one that it'll raise your awareness of what's going on, and it will cause you, as well as it's caused me, to take a bigger look, a better look at what's around us. Sometimes we just take it on face value. Sometimes we have to dig a little deeper, and this helps us dig a little deeper. So thanks to Brother Larry for his preparation, working so hard to do what he's done with that book. Well, not all things are lovely. From time to time, we run across some things that are sad. And the news that we had to cut some broadcast stations is a sad set of news. The radio stations are monitored monthly, and when a station gets far behind in covering its own cost, we have to take a look at whether we want to remove the program from the station or not. But the following stations have either lost or are in the process of losing the Southwest Radio Church Watchman on the Wall broadcast. And that's KARI in Blaine, Washington. And that station has been a good station for us over the years, but not at the present time. And it has had a lot of Canadian support coming through that station, the Canadians that were listening there on the border. So it's being terminated, as is KDKR in Dallas, KERI, a longtime station in Bakersfield, KTLR in Oklahoma City, and WDIC in Birmingham, a longtime station as well. So it's unfortunate to see these stations have to go, but when the support from the listenership is not sufficient to pay the bill, we have to take that into account, and later on, not immediately, but as it's a trend, we have to give it up. And we have to be good stewards of what God sends us, and that's why we have to do that. We're sorry that the program's not on those stations anymore. We've had good relationships with the management. That's not the problem. The problem is having enough income to cover the costs. But those who are in those areas can still get the daily broadcast if they are a subscriber to the Watchman on the Wall podcast. And that's a free thing. You just put in for it, put your name there, and you got it. Or you can go to swrc.com, and the daily broadcasts are posted there, so you can listen to them on your computer. So you've got those possibilities. So we're here. We're publishing. We're putting out DVDs, putting out books. We are building an online presence to reach to those that do not listen on radio. And we are trusting the Lord that we can continue doing this work that He's called us to do. That brings me to this part of the update today, and that is to ask you to give to the work of SWRC. Your gifts are income tax deductible, and they are very much needed. In June, you might remember, I've talked about this before, but in June, the Postal Service wrecked everything they were doing and did not deliver the June messages that we had sent out by mail. The pastor's letter wasn't received by most people in June, nor was the Prophetic Observer or any of the other things that we sent to the mailing list. Now, when that happened, it meant that the income to Southwest Radio Church Ministries was flat. When you have no income for a week from mail, that is a detriment to our continuing the ministry. Now, thankfully, the Lord worked and the Postal Service put everything in motion. And as far as we know, the mail has been delivered from July on, as it's supposed to be. We're thankful for that. We thank the Lord for that, and the Postal Service as well gets a thank. We thank you. But that month of June has set us back by 1/12 of our budget. More than that, really, but at least 1/12 of the budget. Would you please consider what God would have you to do to support this ministry? You can send your gift, if you want to P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. That's P.O. Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. You can also give with your credit or debit card by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can go online at www.swrc.com. That's swrc.com. And you can give online as you wish. And that all of those bring the income in to the ministry so we can continue what we're doing and we can be faithful in the work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am glad that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things.
Thank you, Dr. Hill. Blessings and challenges abound here at Watchmen on the Wall. We remain committed to bringing clarity to the chaos. Will you please help? You can give securely online at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. You can also give by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Thank you. We are all here right now living in today's world. Greg Patton offers some encouragement for you and me.
Well, this is probably a silly question. Have you ever thought about giving up? Each of us can probably recall at least one time in our life when frustrations over life circumstances pushed us to the point of despair and, yep, I'm quitting. The prophet Elijah could write a dissertation on dealing with difficult times, could he not? One moment, there he is on Mount Carmel, victoriously facing the pagan prophet Baal. And the next, he's running for his life from a woman in 1 Kings 18. However, instead of standing firm in the wake of Jezebel's empty threats, God's prophet became fearful and ran to a place the Bible calls a wilderness. I'm telling you, my friend, it could happen to any one of us today. There, the prophet took refuge under a broom tree, and he prayed that he would die. Now, that's pretty desperate. A man who was the voice piece of Almighty God to the nation of Israel had fallen to discouragement. But it is here that the very nature of God is revealed. Love and compassion overflow from God's heart, and instead of condemnation and death, God sends an angel to minister to Elijah's emotional and physical needs. That's fantastic, isn't it? God knew that Elijah needed some refreshment. Wise, rational decisions are difficult to make when you're stressed to the max. I talk about this in my demon book. You don't want to mess in that field at all. When you're tired, when you're extremely hungry, it just makes common sense. You need to be sharp. Well, once Elijah became stronger, God led him to a secret place on Mount Sinai. And it was there that God reminded his servant of his calling. Are there times in your life when you wish God would draw you to himself, pushing back all the cares of this old world today? Just get rid of all of them so you can see things a little more clearly. That's what he did for Elijah, and he'll do it for you. The writer of Hebrews tells us to draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace in a time of need, Hebrews 4:16. What happened to Elijah happens to all of us. The pressure builds, we go through extreme trials, then comes something of lesser difficulty, and suddenly the pressure becomes too much. There on the mountain of God, the Lord refocused the prophet's spiritual eyesight, and as long as his focus remained on God, he could call fire down from heaven. But when he did this, and here's where our problem is, looked around at the surroundings, and from a human perspective, not a heavenly one, from a human perspective, calculated the enemy's ability, he became fearful and frustrated. I call that the fake fear factor. It's not real, but we make it real in our minds, Proverbs 23:7. There are many situations in your life that if you don't deal with them properly, you will be depressed, you will be weary. There are times when, from our perspective, things appear as if they will never change. However, from God's perspective, all things are working together for good and His glory, Romans 8:28. Even though you may struggle, you can be victorious by placing your trust in Jesus Christ today. And even though your life may be touched by strife and sorrow, you can have peace because Jesus Christ is your living hope. He is infinitely stronger than anything you're facing today, and you know that. God's not looking for flawless people to serve Him and trust Him today. No. He's looking for those whose hearts are turned toward Him in love and devotion. And we need more men and women like that today. We live in a fallen world. Conflict is there. Disappointment is there. You know anxiety is going to come maybe today. Maybe it's already there. God in His Word says He never changes. In other words, His faithfulness endures for how long? Forever. And you know there are many reasons we find ourselves in trying circumstances, poor decisions, Satan's assaults, trials for growth. When we seek God and His will for our lives, especially for our present set of circumstances, we receive much more than we could ever imagine because God always responds in faithfulness and hope. You may be thinking today, I've trusted God for years and still my spouse is estranged from me today. And I haven't heard from my child in months and I have no idea where he or she is. You know, situations like these are very tough and God knows your need. Sure He does. He's going to sustain you. No matter how dark your problem, the light of His love is going to guide you and bring peace to your broken heart. Sure it will. Give Him a chance. Many times those trials come because we've not listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit previously. And God speaks with the motive of protecting you and guiding you and teaching you more about himself. And if you're too busy to hear his voice, then guess who's going to suffer? Periodically, God stretches our faith and redirects our lives and checks our faithfulness. Moses told the people, God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years that he might humble you, testing you, to know what's in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he has humbled you and let you be hungry, and he's fed you with manna, Deuteronomy chapter 8. God's intent was not to destroy, but to turn Israel's heart toward him. He wanted their spiritual focus on him and not on their problems or the gods of this world or the enemies all around us. Harassment by Satan is another reason we find ourselves facing difficult times. Many times the issue is not sin, but the enemy's ploy to discourage us. We talk about this in our new book, The Invisible War on the Saints. Victim or victor, which are you? We must never forget Satan's primary goal is to render us useless for the kingdom of God. You're saved today? The devil can't touch your soul, but he certainly can go to any length to discourage and defeat you today. Don't let him do it. Once he finds that area of weakness in your life, he likes to set up camp and make your life miserable. What do I do? Make a habit of obediently responding and not reacting to stressful times. Accept responsibility for what you've done in life. Be honest in your prayer life to God. Refuse to run, really. You submit to God. That's the first step. And then you resist the devil and he will flee, not you. Refuse other avenues of escape like drugs and alcohol and all of that stuff. And most important, perhaps, put away those suicidal thoughts if it's gotten that far. Never ever a solution. Jeremiah 29:11 says God has a master plan for your life. When trouble strikes, run to God. Exercise your faith in Almighty God and expect him to act on your behalf. He will. Let him. Once you've prayed and believed him for a solution, get your hands off the issue. Place your concern in the loving hands of Jesus Christ because he promises to take care of everything in your life.
Delivered every week, the Moment of Prophecy e-newsletter examines current events in Bible prophecy. This e-newsletter has been well received. The Moment of Prophecy e-newsletter is free of charge. So sign up today by visiting our website, swrc.com. And remember, my friends, we need to hear from you today. Please stand with us. Please call 1-800-652-1144 and give a gift today. You can also give online, swrc.com. Tomorrow, Michael Samuel Smith is here to begin a fascinating discussion about the second coming of David. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by subscribing to our daily podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.